Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in today. You're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. We're looking forward to having you join with us today. Many people have the expression when it's on Friday, TGIF Day, thank God it's Friday. And I hope that you have had a wonderful week. Looking forward to the worship time on Sunday. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, at this juncture, let me remind you, this will be your last opportunity for me to say something about it by way of the radio broadcast. Our seminar, Panorama of Prophecy, is tonight and tomorrow, 6:30 to 9:30 tonight, tomorrow 9 o'clock until approximately 4 with 1 hour break for lunch. It is offered to the general public. Normally, it is just for our students in the college and the university, but we'll have some of our students present, those that are enrolled for it. But we'd love to have you participate with us. Panorama of Prophecy, that takes the eschatological text, that is the future tense text of the Bible in relationship to all of the prophecies dealing with the rapture of the church, the 7 years of ruin that's called the tribulation, the return of Christ, the 1,000-year millennial reign, his rule and reign for the 1,000 years, and then ushering into heaven and for all of eternity. It's an exciting, exciting journey through the prophecy text, Panorama of Prophecy. If you're a Sunday school teacher, if you're a deacon, if you just simply love the Lord and want to know more about the Word, or if you're a pastor, evangelist, missionary, whatever your category, whatever your particular discipline of study and ministry service happens to be, this could be an absolute plus factor in your biblical knowledge that you could impact others with the Word of God. You can call us today at 262-8275 and leave word with someone to call you back and get you registered for the seminar tonight and tomorrow, Panorama of Prophecy, here on the campus at First Conservative Baptist Church. The church is hosting it. It's put on by Conservative Theological University. We're located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, exactly 1 mile south of I-295. We'd love to have you. If for some reason you cannot make the arrangements by telephone before coming, just show up about 20 to 30 minutes early. That is about 6 o'clock. You can register at the door. Be delighted to have you for this wonderful seminar. It is an academic approach to looking at the Word of God so you can see what the Scripture says. It's not philosophical or ideological. It's not based on some denominational thought. It's simply what does the Scripture say. But ladies and gentlemen, as we look at the issue that we're faced with today, that we're talking about today, we're going to be talking about fake news versus biblical truth. Fake news versus biblical truth. The ultimate in this discussion, we're going to be talking about the Shroud of Turin. There's been talk for many, many years now, all kind of examinations. There's an attempt to prove that it is a shroud that covered Jesus in one of his, that was his burial shroud. We want to ask the question, is it fake news or is it biblical truth? We're going to do a little what I call trickle down, getting to the essence of that issue today, because we so often find fake news. But when we talk about Let's Face the Issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture, not philosophy or what someone says, or a denominational rite, ritual, rule, or regulation. We're basing it on the Word of God. Jesus said, "Thy word is truth." He had already told his disciples, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." So, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to biblical truth, many times there's not the understanding that there's a lot of fake news taking place also. I believe we live in an era today of simply having being confronted with fake news on every turn. We see this in CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, et cetera, et cetera. Many of the channels that you turn to, especially by way of television, the media, it's simply fake news. So you need to ask the question, what is fake news? It's taking actual facts, putting a spin on the facts so as to twist the understanding of those facts. Secondly, it is to split a quote, take a quote, and that quote may be absolutely truth in its totality or a full statement, and lift out of those one word or one phrase and then begin to ask questions and set up a straw man and to ask questions and challenge it, simply built on a case from a fragment and a false presumption based on the full facts that you've been given. It's the very opposite of taking the facts for what they are at the face of them. Many of these broadcasts on television, when I watch the news, just tell me the news. Don't take it and try to spin it. Don't take it and try to break it down for me, as they call it. They'll put it out there and then say, John, break it down for us. Tell us what they're saying. No, don't break it down for me. I'm intelligent enough to understand the face of the news and the facts of the news. It is to take something that's very, very simple and very clear and bring out some confusion that would cloud the facts. That's fake news. We've seen this in the past 2 years as it's reached its apex during the campaign and now after the election of President Trump. Fake news. But ladies and gentlemen, notwithstanding the delusion and the danger of secular, political, and societal fake news, we are, for the most part, not aware of the fake news that takes place in the realm of religious news, the realm of spiritual news, in the realm of biblical news. It is a fact that just as you find fake news in the realm of secular, political, and societal news, it is also a fact that there's a lot of fake news taking place in the realm of religious news. Some of the most dangerous religious fake news recently has come about, and I don't say this, there's some that say, well, he's just picking on the Pope. No, he's not. It's a simple matter that it comes to mind because it's what I call fake news. The Pope, one of the most revered religious leaders in the world, he is the leader of about 1.5 billion Roman Catholics around the globe. The Pope, contrary to biblical facts, has recently declared by fiat fake news. He said hell doesn't exist. Well, are you discounting the Bible? Are you simply saying the Bible and the facts in the Bible about hell doesn't exist? He says gays are created by God that way, thus it's not a sin to be gay. What, are you discounting the Bible? The Bible is fact, and you can give us fake news and say that if you're a sodomite, that it's okay, that you're not a sinner, that God made you that way? Why would God make someone that way, as they want to call it, and then give us scripture that says it's sin, that it's an abomination, and that if a person continues to practice that, they're going to hell? Why would God do that? Number three, the Pope says if you follow his Twitter account, you'll be fast-tracked out of purgatory. Well, where's purgatory in the scripture? The fact is, biblical fact, purgatory doesn't exist. But it will cause a lot of folks to follow him, so that their philosophy is, if I follow him on Twitter, then my friends and relatives and neighbors will be quickly removed from purgatory, or if I go there, I'll get out more quickly. That is simply not biblical. It is, again, fake news and not biblical fact. The Pope further says that you don't have to believe in God to go to heaven. That was just in the past few days. That a person does not have to believe in God to go to heaven. Well, that is simply contrary to the totality of the Word of God. Again, it's fake news and not fact. The Pope is even reaching out to the LGBT groups for them to come into the Roman Catholic Church. Here's an article that says, Pope Francis instructs the Vatican to make unprecedented move to pull the LGBTQ into the Catholic Church. In fact, he will be one of the guest speakers at the global meeting of the LGBT people that's meeting around the globe. Something some gay Catholic groups say has never been done before. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about fake news versus biblical truth. I am concerned with what we see taking place. By the way, as a result of many of these things that the Pope has said, I read an article recently that says 4.2 million Catholics have left the Roman Catholic Church because of the Pope's unbiblical positions on these important issues. The Pope has also said the Bible must be rewritten to conform to modern society. Ladies and gentlemen, that's contrary to the Scripture. The Scripture is ancient, but it is not out of date. The Scripture is old, but it is not to be discarded because of its being old. It is as relevant today as it was when God gave it to us. The other thing that the Pope has said, he says, for America to have a wall around its border is sinful. Yet, ladies and gentlemen, the Holy See has a wall around it with the Catholic guards, security guards, which is their own military, surrounding it for protection. So that's just a little sample. And, of course, I understand there are multitudes of fake news by way of spiritual things being espoused by multitudes of fake, false, phony preachers today that are preaching to ingratiate self and to become wealthy as a result of it. I could sit here now and name you the top 50 so-called preacher evangelists across America, and the one that's the least wealthy has about a $14 million net worth. I won't go into the details of that. That's not the point today. We're talking about fake news versus Bible truth. Perhaps the most prominent religious fake news today is that of the Shroud of Turin. The Shroud of Turin. It is supposedly the shroud or the linen garment that wrapped Jesus for his burial. The shroud's about 14 foot long. It's about 3.5 feet wide. It appears to show the feature of a human being. It's supposed to show the front and back of a human being in the image that has been embedded on the material. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been in existence now for many, many, many years. In fact, it was first discovered back in about 1355, I believe it was. That's a few centuries ago. And may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, there's studies that continues to take place about every 2, 3, 4, 5 years. It comes to the forefront again, and it supposedly is real. Here's an article that says, a new study, Christ figure moving in the Shroud of Turin. Ladies and gentlemen, now the new news is that with new technology, they've discovered that the figure within the shroud was actually moving. And their conclusion is that it represents when Jesus Christ was coming out of the shroud or the linen in his resurrection. The article says, a YouTube video causing a buzz on the web presents evidence the Shroud of Turin, believed by many to be the burial cloth of Jesus Christ, bears the image of a man who was moving when the image was captured. The video was created by the International Institute of Advanced Studies of Space Representing Sciences, which was founded in Italy in 2000 by a scientific group. The article goes on to say, it is, they say, like a photograph being with slight movement of the figure as intense bursts of energy emanate from its body. Goes on, this particular writer says, if the image is in fact a glimpse of the movement of Christ's resurrection, then it is more like the kind of video of the first seconds of the resurrection depicting an oscillating movement of Jesus. If the image really is Jesus of Nazareth, the moment of the resurrection, then the first thing Jesus did with his hands after returning to life was to make the hand configuration very similar to that of the Orthodox priest when he blesses others, the hand portion of great antiquity, the article says. It goes on to say, the document does not point this out. The scientists are all Roman Catholics, and didn't recognize the significance. It is also possible that the man's hand moved that position as a sheer coincidence, end quote. It goes further with major details about what this is supposed to be doing in authenticating this Shroud of Turin as being the shroud that the Lord Jesus Christ was buried in. Ladies and gentlemen, my question is, and the challenge is it fake news or is it biblical truth? Is it fake news or biblical truth? This article says, we believe that we have the precise image of what Jesus looked like on earth, said the scientist. From the YouTube video, the shroud, I counted 370 wounds from being beaten without taking into account the wounds on his sides, which the shroud, this is key element, the shroud does not show because it is only one that envelops the back and the front of the body. Now, they have made this statement themselves in this major article that supposedly now they've proven that the shroud was Jesus and that he was moving, coming out of the shroud at the resurrection. But they admit that this does not reveal many of the stripes that he could have had because they say that it only enveloped the back and the front of the body. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about that in a moment. That's one of the key evidences that this is simply fake news and not biblical fact. Ladies and gentlemen, it's important for us to recognize that the shroud is not that of the Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't belong to Jesus. So what are the historical facts surrounding the shroud? Now, perhaps you're listening today. You want to jump in this discussion. Perhaps you're squirming, listening, saying, well, I don't believe what that man is saying. I believe it's a Jesus linen wrapping. If you do, call me. Let's talk about it. You can reach this telephone. You can reach this microphone by dialing 401-1413, 904-401-1413. That gets you right into the studios, right to the microphone, so that we can have a dialogue and discussion. I'm simply saying, ladies and gentlemen, there's a vast difference in fake news, whether it be religious, secular, societal, or political. There's a vast difference in that in facts. You can have a right to interpret the facts any way you want to, but you don't have the right to make up your own facts. And we're finding today this Shroud of Turin that's just come back to the forefront now. Every so often, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, they'll come up with some new supposed discoveries that will try to authenticate it. And the attempt is to authenticate this as being the shroud of the Lord Jesus Christ. How can we know for sure? The thumbnail sketch of the shroud and its background. Let me just give you the kind of what I call the bottom line thumbnail sketch. Catholic scientists have tried for many years to methodically piece together some facts or some fiction that eventually they hope combined will authenticate the shroud so as to have it as a relic to worship. Ladies and gentlemen, folks are traveling from around the globe every year going to Italy to worship the shroud. They've set the stage over these centuries to cause many of the faint-hearted, biblically illiterate, spiritually immature, so-called Christians to worship the shroud as a relic. Why not worship the Lord Jesus Christ? Why not study the Word and see what the Word says? It is astonishing to me what people will do. Here's an article that's entitled, "A New DNA Study Adds Support to the Shroud of Turin's Validity." The Shroud of Turin, revered by many as the burial cloth of Jesus, might be authentic after all, according to a new DNA study. After radiocarbon dating in the 1980s dated the origin of the shroud between 1260 AD and 1360, many dispelled the legends surrounding the artifacts. Then some challenged the testing process because scientists had examined patches added to the shroud, not the original cloth. The patches were much newer than the original shroud, so they say. The most recent study, a geneticist at the University of in Italy, found human DNA of Middle Eastern origin. But the problem is, of the DNA, they say, it is typical of the Druze community, an ethnic group that has some origin in Egypt, that lives mainly in the restricted areas between Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, Israel, and Palestine. They go on to say that the shroud in their study that was published last October the 5th, they said there are smaller traces of DNA from Europe, northeastern Africa, the Caucasus, Anatolia, the Middle East, and even from India. Those molecular fragments could have been deposited there by devotees who touched the shroud through the centuries and even the scientists in later centuries. The article goes on to say the Catholic Church, which guards the artifacts in Turin, first officially recorded its existence in 1353 AD in the tiny church in France. The Catholic Church has never vouched for its authenticity, so they say, but tens of thousands of pilgrims flock there each year. They're worshiping the shroud, and they're doing so because of the hoopla surrounding it for so many years, even centuries. So, ladies and gentlemen, the question is this the shroud of the Lord Jesus Christ? The question is that we're dealing with today on Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. We're looking at the question of fake news versus Bible truth. They now even claim that the DNA, one of the DNA researchers supposedly says that the DNA now proves that the person that was wrapped in the shroud had only a mother, and there's no DNA reference in their study to indicate a father. How comforting, how convenient to try to throw that in to further try to, in some complicit fashion, make it us believe that it belonged to Jesus. The shroud has been examined and studied, reports written multiples of times, each time just a little more added to evidently authenticate the hypotheses. So let's look at a number of reasons the so-called shroud and the news about it is fake news. Biblically speaking, I'm saying to you, it is fake news. And I'm going to give you a whole litany of reasons. Then we're going to the Word of God. We're going to look at what the Scripture says to validate my findings. First of all, the shroud dates back to the 14th century, about 1355, the total shroud. Now, I can tell you 1355 A.D. was not when Jesus Christ was crucified. So therefore, it's several hundreds of centuries after Jesus' crucifixion, death, burial, and resurrection. Secondly, a soldier of fortune had it, found it, supposedly, would not say where he got it, would not say what he paid for it, would not say if it was something that was designed to be brought forth in that fashion. Number three, there's no record of this from Jesus' crucifixion till the 14th century. Listen carefully. From Jesus' crucifixion to the 14th century, there's no reference, there's no record, there's nothing about it. In fact, the refined studies validate, ladies and gentlemen, that the shroud was from the 1355, about the 14th century, if you will, in relationship to the cloth. Jesus' burial cloth is in no way like the shroud of Turin. Why is that so? The shroud of Turin is 14 foot long, 3.5 feet wide, and it was placed on a table or bench or whatever, and a body was placed on it. Then it was lapped back over, covering only the front and the back. And the wrappings for Jesus, according to Jewish custom, was to literally wrap the body, going around and around and around from the toes to up above the shoulders and the neck, and a separate wrapping around the head, as we'll see from the Scripture in just a moment. While the shroud may indicate it was wrapped around a man, there's no evidence that the body was Jesus's. Number five, Jesus' burial cloth in no way is like the shroud. Number six, just 2 years after the discovery of this shroud, two bishops, Catholic bishops, in authority, said the shroud was a fake, and Pope Clement VII agreed that it was a fake. That was after the shroud was discovered. It was declared a fake by the Catholic Church. But I think personally, if you want to know the Youngblood vernacular on it, they've discovered it's a major, major money maker to have it set up for people to pay and come and touch it and to worship it. And I'm highly incensed by that. Number seven, carbon dating in 1998 by scientists in America, England, Switzerland, said the shroud was made of flax material dating to be between 1260 and 1390 AD. Listen, the carbon dating of 1998, scientists from America, England, Switzerland said the shroud was made of flax material dating somewhere between 1260 and 1390 AD. That would make it impossible to be the wrappings, the linen wrappings of the Lord Jesus Christ. But finally, the ultimate authority is the Bible itself, not some fake religious news. What does the Bible say? What does it show? What does it tell us? Does it confirm or contradict their findings? The Bible gives clear details of Jesus' burial cloth, linen strips, and a separate cloth for his head. This is clearly in conflict with the shroud, which is one large rectangular piece of fabric. In fact, the scripture says in John's Gospel, the 19th chapter, verse 40, "Then took they the body of Jesus," that's talking about Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea. They'd call for the body, they took the body. And according to Jewish custom, ladies and gentlemen, they would take a body and they would carefully wash the body, prepare the body, and then wrap it. The scripture says in verse 40, "They took the body of Jesus and wound it in linen cloths and with spices, about the manner of, as the manner of the Jews is to bury." So they wound it, very clearly said in the scripture, that is, they took his body and wrapped it and wrapped it and wrapped it, winding it all the way from the toes up to the shoulders. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, according to John's Gospel, the 19th chapter, verse 38 through 40, it absolutely invalidates anything that's talking about the shroud being the Lord Jesus. Burial custom was to wrap the body, winding the linen around and around the body, not just draping the body front and back as a shroud is supposedly have been done. And then you find in John's Gospel, the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 7, time won't allow us to go through it all, but in verse 5, it says, "And he," that's speaking of John, "stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went not he in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeing the linen clothes lie." And it says in verse 7, "And the napkin," the linen napkin, "that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself." And ladies and gentlemen, the so-called shroud of Turin that's supposed to be of Jesus, it has a facial feature on that cloth, and it's the full 14-foot cloth. It's not in the design, it's not in the alignment that would be if the linen cloth is wrapped around his head, a separate linen cloth wrapped around his feet. Literally, the scripture says Peter reached the tomb first. He bent over. He looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there. He also saw the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was by itself, separate from the other linen. Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand and consider basically quickly five evidences. The Bible described also 75 to 100 pounds of spices being in the burial cloth with Jesus, according to John 19:40. And yet there's no evidence of any spices or anything of that nature in the shroud of Turin. The Bible quotes Jesus as saying there are nail holes in his hands at the crucifixion. There are no indications of the body in this shroud of Turin to have any nail holes in his hands or in his feet. Third thing, no example of the shroud linen complex herringbone twill weave dating to the first century. There's no evidence of this type of material going back to the first century. It made its debut in the world market, if you will, in the 14th century, not in the first century. Number four, the clear implications of all of these from the Synoptic Gospels and the material that's found in the Scripture invalidates the Shroud of Turin as being from the Lord Jesus Christ. The Shroud of Turin is fake news. It is not biblical fact. Ladies and gentlemen, I pray that you'll study your Scripture, not buy into any of these things that comes up that tries to make you believe a lie when it's not biblical. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. I pray that you'll tune in next time as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.